signal. Triggering human evolution. That's what they're telling you with the AI, all of it. It will transfer and no longer be human. They're deciding to take control of us like their God. Daniel List is our guest, our journalist on X, ourjournalist.com. We queued the Lockheed Martin official ad back up about the Golden Dome, the so-called global missile defense system over North America, just to begin there with satellites and missiles. And you were talking about something at the first of it you want to point out.
Yes, there's a weird effect that shows up in that video.
Honeycomb.
First of all, the fact that they name it in Looking Glass, she's Looking Glass giving the instructions. And Looking Glass comes directly now out of this UFO background lore. It was Dan Burish, who was someone who was working at Area 51, who defected and came out and said, well, a number of things were going on there, but one of the things they had was this literally device that they had developed out of the alien technology called Looking Glass. And Looking Glass gave them the ability, just like, you know, in this kind of fabulous Alice in Wonderland story, of looking and seeing things into the future and seeing this whole piece. So for them to include Looking Glass with the Golden Dome, I found very unusual. The second thing that they did is they include these very strange beehives and that could come down as part of the effect. And it is this kind of hexagon figures that come over things and destroy them and eliminate them and literally make them disappear. And they're like, you know, we have the objects in our sight, boom. So that's kind of like the UFO zapper, basically. They're saying the Golden Dome can do this. The Golden Dome is, in fact, a UFO defense grid. This is the same thing that the Reagan administration, if you go back in history, was trying to develop in 1983. Of course, Trump was part of the continuity of government team for the Reagan administration in 1987. He's very aware on all these things, and he's not often engaged for what he knows about the UFO file, except that you will see him break into that strange musing of Uncle John Trump. And of course, Uncle John Trump had this UFO knowledge. What's interesting about the Lockheed video, there it is. If you see that effect, this is that Golden Dome beehive effect that eliminates things by placing this energy grid over them. And I think it gives us a big hint about what that is for. And it is
complete. And it implies it's electromagnetic pulse some way because the lights go out when it activates.
Yes, exactly. And it we have a whole spectrum there. It's full spectrum dominance. I mean, it's taking over the whole reality of the thing. So, you know, simultaneously, the Golden Dome protects you from what's out in space, and it dominates everything that's on the ground. There's an incredible surveillance factor to it. She's feeding it coordinates through Looking Glass. So, you know, are they getting the information 2 minutes before the incident even happens?
Well, they're implying that it's a weapon system for the ground to target electromagnetic kill switches.
Exactly. And those people who've gotten near, and by the way, not a lot of people have gotten near the true secrecy around the UFO file. Those people who've gotten near to it have said it was farmed out of government because they didn't want to track it back and run into all these legal problems over the UFO file. And they farmed it out in different periods through the Nixon administration and others directly to industry, directly to corporations. And so the corporations hold the patent, the defense contractors. So they're the ones who hold the patent for this. That's part of the problem that we're looking at. So when you see Lockheed saying, yeah, we're the number one people when it comes to the Golden Dome, they're going to pull in other people. They'll have Palantir and SpaceX and all these others. And one of the weirdest things they're doing with it is they're actually staging now from these different ships in the Philly shipyard, believe it or not, where the Philadelphia experiment happened, Project Invisible with Einstein and Thomas Townsend Brown.
Wow.
Yeah, they're using the exact same Philly shipyard. They announced that 2 days ago.
Hold on. I know you got to go, and I was going to have you go because I got other news to hit. But, dude, five more on that. I'm just going to – I didn't know that. Yeah. In fact, you kind of act like I know a lot of this stuff. I only know a little bit compared to you. Why don't you just quickly run down all the other stuff that's breaking? Because we say there's a bunch of nothing burgers, but that's huge. Because I know about Philadelphia experiment. Good Lord. That's crazy. Yeah. We'll be right back. Stay with us. 60 seconds.
Let's go. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I got a ton of news that doesn't deal with Iran and doesn't deal with all that crap. This hour, I mean, I am loaded for bear on Flock, on the Islamic flaunting of power all over the West, and just the craziness there. J.D. Vance breaks ranks with Trump on a bunch of fronts. I told you that last week. Now it's mainstream news. Oh, my goodness. What's really behind that? That's all coming up in this hour, and I intend to open the phones up. Let's just put like 7-8 callers on the board because I don't want anybody to be on hold when the show ends in 53 minutes because we have Harrison Smith coming in, but it's actually Rex Jones. Harrison's on a well-deserved vacation with his wife and daughters and children. It'll be Rex Jones really knocking it out of the park. Rex Jones, 3 to 6 p.m., the War Room live right here in this chair. So stay with us for that. But Daniel List was about to leave us at darkjournalist.com, at darkjournalist.x. Filmmaker, author, top expert on real information dealing with all the things we're dealing with the UFOs, the UAPs, the aliens, the attempts to cover it up, secret technologies, breakaway civilizations. I wanted you to, because you said just 2 days ago something I didn't know about broke that was huge, and then you were nodding your head. There's some other big stuff that broke that we haven't gotten to yet that I was unaware of. So please elaborate on that, Daniel.
Yeah, so Breaking Defense, which is the major military news organization, they reported 2 days ago now that the Golden Dome is going to be supported by ships directly in the Philly shipyard. And they've just got the deal. It's $1.4 billion, and it's these amazing grids that they're putting in. This is part of what they wanted to put into Greenland, by the way, and why they had all the threats against Greenland earlier in the year. And the Philly shipyard, if you just go back a little bit in history, you're going to find Thomas Townsend Brown and Einstein and all these others working on this famous experiment of Project Invisibility, which they thought they needed during that World War II period. And they worked on it extensively until they realized the human cost was too high. Eventually, did they achieve teleportation? Did they achieve invisibility? They probably did. But the initial reports were that when they teleported people, they would show up inside of things, they would lose lives. And they had some very freakish accidents associated with it. However, they did, in the history of it, and there's a whole piece with Morris Jessup and Carlos Allende in the late 1950s, puts out all this information about the Philadelphia experiment, and Jessup unceremoniously ends up like a lot of those missing scientists do, dead in a park in Florida when he was on his way to meet his friend to tell him all this stuff about what he had discovered about the Navy. Now, the Naval Shipyard legend and the Philadelphia experiment murders are something that has been documented over time. But the Philly Shipyard, to get the contract for the Golden Dome, in my opinion, it represents the fact that they knew there was something there in that location where they could use this teleportation, or it's a nod to it. It's saying this is what took place back then. This is a continuation of that program. By the way, when you get into things, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of tribute that goes on in relation to what happened in different places. So when you get the naming mechanisms, when you get the steganography, you're in a kind of an interesting field. But the Philadelphia experiment being even associated at all with the Golden Dome, again, takes us into these weird, and I mean very strange places, as the Trump administration very often does. We have things like UFO disclosure, teleportation, and these other things being on the front burner. But we're getting a very thin version of it publicly. And the thing is, that thin version can be dangerous unless it's backed up and you're really deciding to move the culture into the knowledge place. Because if you're just going with the breakaway civilization, they're saying, well, we've had this technology for 80 years. We developed it with the public's money. We kept it from the public, but we're going to break back in and dole out the technology without telling them anything about the real story of where it came from and who they had to eliminate in order to control the story around this. So this is what we've been looking at. I think when you get to the UFO file, 2026 so far is a crucial year because it's coming to a head. And I will say this on the Trump side, I think there's a desire inside the Trump administration to get those agencies and to get the defense contractors to be able to give up the UFO file because the presidency has not had control, the executive branch of the UFO file since the Kennedy administration. This is the nature of the problem. And even in Trump's administration, we've got the echo of Kennedy through Bobby Kennedy at HHS. And, you know, Bobby's been on the program. He's very, very aware of the actions of the intelligence agencies and the elimination of his own family members. So, you know, we've got kind of a stasis situation going on here, a building narrative. One narrative is over here saying there's a UFO threat. We're going to throw all this money at it and the intelligence agencies are going to save you. Over here is another thing that says, no, get rid of all the CIA people, get rid of the NGA, the NRO, and all those groups, get rid of the NORAD piece around this and go for real UFO disclosure in the heart of it. And what they've done as kind of a distraction mechanism is they've used guys like Burleson and Burchett and others and been, you know, saying, hey, these UFOs are demons. You need to tell everyone. And they've set up these meetings. They've done that whole bit with ministers saying, hey, you have to tell your flock that these UFOs are demons. Well, there's a lot of narrative massaging that's going on here because they don't know which narrative they want to use. All they know is that right now the threat is their number one piece. And that's the thing that they've been pushing on it. And that's where you get into deeper layers of secrecy. Because to be honest with you, we started the program off with President Nixon. Look, Nixon was the one who got us to the moon finally. Kennedy started it. And the Nixon administration, 1972, they cut off all manned missions to the moon with no explanation. 53 years later, we're circling the moon. Hey, we're going to go back. What happened 53, 54 years in between? An entire infrastructure was developed. That's where you get into the UFO file and the secret space program. These things are on record. The time capsule conversation is on record now. I've put that out for Robert Merritt. So Nixon had knowledge of the UFO file and actively sought ways to be a part of that disclosure. And that's back then in 1972.
So the bottom line is,
how much further along are they?
There is lots of interesting things happening, a lot of developments, a lot of movements. They're trying to get ahead of something that they don't control. Fascinating. We continue to track all this. Daniel, Dark Journalist, thank you so much.
It's great to see you.
Wow. Well, that's the best look you're going to get on what's going on with all this. We've had a lot of listeners continually asking that, so I've been trying to get Daniel on a few weeks. He's been busy, but he just joined us, and you just got an hour of really powerful information there, ladies and gentlemen. But we're not in Kansas anymore. You know, the future's here. It's just not evenly distributed, and you've got a breakaway civilization or multiple ones that don't want you to be aware of that, that have decided we're obsolete. It's time to just get rid of us. And we're here saying that's not the case. We intend to not go anywhere. But we have to be aware, we have to be informed, we have to be involved. Have some hibiscus tea. Or the power structure is going to have no respect for us. But I can tell you, they've got big problems because humanity is waking up very, very fast. So I appreciate Daniel List being our guest at Dark Journalist on X. Okay, now, every day if I wanted to, I could show you 3 hours or 4 hours of Muslims declaring that they're taking over, that we're their slaves, that they are the supreme religion. There's 2 billion of them. They're having a whole bunch of kids. The left is allied with them. They're bringing them in. Even in cities that are 5% Muslim, they're getting the mayors all elected, not just in Dearborn, not just in New York, but Frisco, Texas. Last week, type it in, Frisco elects a Indian Muslim. People seem to think Indians are Hindus. The second biggest religion there is Muslims. And so a lot of these Indians you see are Muslims, folks, and they now the richest city in Texas is Frisco, and they just elected the mayor there. In fact, I'll do it because I want to show this to people. I'm going to pull up on my phone. It's just one of the few exhibits we didn't have, so I'll pull that up. You just go to X and type it in. It's very important. But we'll go to rebroadcast for a while because this is such a big deal that I want to come in with this strong, and I sent them dozens of exhibits and video clips. This is the one I forgot to give the crew, so I need to find it. I'll find it. It's pretty hard to do, but I'll do it. Being sarcastic. But I'm in a good mood. Not going to blow. Not going to get mad. Turn into Darth Vader. That's why the crew has these jokes with my OCD. I'm not really OCD about much. We'll get back to it later. But I'm going to get back to that later. I'm going to reset. I'm going to restart here in my brain, get it all just realigned in my old noggin. But let's play, because it's a joke around here. I get mad. Some of these great promos they put together. Let's play AI Vader not mad at the crew. Let's get that queued up. And then we need to plug. So when you talk about the shower filters, they're the very best, highest quality, reduce everything the most of any unit out there for a lower price. And your absorbers up through your skin and by breathing it, you really need to get our new Straight Frog approved filter. It literally has a Straight Frog on it. And you need to get the silver collectible coin. I forgot to plug last hour. That should be sold out soon. It's only 5,000 of them. It's the 250th anniversary coin with the Jerusalem cross on one side and on the other, 250 years of the American flag and the bald eagle. So be sure and take advantage of that. We cannot do this without you. Tonight's the last night to buy one, get one free of the CMOS capsules that is super concentrated Irish CMOS with 93 trace elements and minerals, the strongest organic iodine and more. So good for your whole body, your stamina, your energy, your libido. There's a bunch of other sales in tonight at thealexjonesstore.com. We have Ultimate Turmeric, 95% curcuminoid, the strongest out there. We now have Liquid Turmeric, so it's even more absorbable and a super concentrate. We have all the new summer apparel, particularly that lightweight white dress shirt with the Betsy Ross flag. I just love it. It's like my new favorite shirt. When I'm out doing stuff out in the heat or whatever, it's just so lightweight but such quality. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. So here is Darth Vader is not mad at the crew. Following me. They just made this. It's an inside joke if you don't know it. All I want is clip 50. All I ask for is clip 50. All I ask for first is the mayor of Frisco being a Muslim. And then they gave me literally 40 other things that I'm going to get to. Then I didn't have that, so I started spazzing. Because you just should believe me, the mayor of Frisco is a Muslim. Why do I have to show you everything I always say? You know, they get up on CNN and say, and NBC, Jones said kill members of the media with high-powered rifles. Lester Holt never showed you a clip because I didn't say anything even close to that. Didn't say anything about the media. They just lied and banned me off X for that. Then they said, or it was Twitter. Then they said I was banned for pissing on children's graves. No one ever pissed on graves. Wasn't banned for that. They said Trump hates all Mexicans and says the KKK are fine people. Never said any of that. But it's what they do. So I'm the opposite. If I say something, even though you can do, I want to see if he's telling the truth about Frisco. You can just check it yourself. But I'm like, where is it? It's become neurotic. It's really become neurotic. It's not good. I used to be like that. It's become a problem. And it's pure torture for the crew because I make him grab, like, let's not exaggerate, probably 400, 500 things a day, and I probably only get to 100. Can you imagine what that's like? All right, I'm ranting. Let me do this, though. Let's open the phone specifically up. Let's just take 6 or 7 phone calls in the next segment, interspersed with news. That way nobody's on hold when the show ends. On Disclosure Day and the Nothing Burger and what do you think it's all about, we'll take some calls on everything aliens, everything breakaway civilization, and get your take on the other side, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. But first, Darth Vader is not mad at the crew.
Lord Vader, the rebellion is exposing your lies. We are the resistance, and we're taking down the Empire's deep state machine once and for all.
Get this guy off my screen. Can we go to clip 50? Clip 50. Guys, what's going on back there? All I wanted was clip 50. I sent it this morning. You should have had it. I'm not mad at the crew. I am not mad at the crew, but I am mad at you. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and make the purchase now. At last, it's here. Bring it into the docking bay.
This is better than the new Star Wars. It's unwatchable.
Stack them all in my chambers at once. I now have all the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter shower heads from the Alex Jones store.
Ha 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 ha!
Bill Gates put adrenaline fluoride in the water.
There's something about this water I feel kind of funny. Hey, do you want to hang out tonight?
These stormtroopers are not warriors. They are vessels. We keep them full of chemicals to keep them under control. Like the dark side itself, it dulls the mind. It fractures the will.
Drink your water, troopers. I am sending you to the desert planet of Tatooine. We must crush the rebel force.
Dude, I think I'm gay. Me too. Let's go back to the ship and cuddle. I thought you'd never ask.
Turn around now and get back out there. These are your orders.
They're turning the frogs gay. Don't let them turn you next. Ha ha ha. You have to admit that Alex Jones is funny.
AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Wars of the Info on X makes those. You gotta love the fans on X. We love Wars of the Info, Alex Jones fan, all of them.
And hey, across the nation.
I love being in this video with Maxine Waters. She's a good-looking lady for her age. Yep, that's Maxine Waters up there.
On that status, I'll keep you awake on back combat and a hard roll. You might have to walk by my bed. You might take a hard ride. But everybody's working overtime. Living in America. Yeah. Decision to decision.
All right. Let's start getting into the Muslim stuff and then your phone calls and then the flock cameras. But back to Frisco. So Frisco is a suburb of Dallas. It's the richest area in Texas now. It's always been wealthy, but it's like the most rich area. And it's run by Muslims. And I know people that live up there, reporters we have on, like Brianna Morello. She just has Muslims chasing in her house and running around all in the streets everywhere. And you've got all the other reporters catching them all in the mass fraud. And then you got the Indian Muslims, and that's the group that took over there. And boy, they are something else. And then you got the Sikhs, who aren't Muslims, but they're all tied into the thuggy and all the rest of it with all their knives. And they're at the gym, you know, in England and here. And they do all kind of like the Aborigines. They do these fight dances and stuff. People are like, what's this dude with all these knives and daggers hanging on him doing? What's going on? Bugging his eyes out. You need to leave unless you take your knives off. And then, oh, that lady's fired. So people need to boycott this fitness chain that's doing that. Here's a newscast on a Sikh in Canada is wearing multiple knives while training in the gym. And then now the lady that got him kicked out because he wouldn't take them off has been fired. And again, in England, 13 non-white groups are allowed to carry knives and swords, but nobody else can have knives. I mean, it's just total discrimination. Here's the news clip.
A gym employee lost her job after refusing to let Sikh influencer Grupa Tap enter with a blade and later being hit with complaints. The incident happened at a Good Life Fitness location in Windsor, Ontario. Grupa Tap had purchased a day pass and was allowed inside while openly wearing a kirpan, a religious item carried by some Sikhs. During his workout, another member noticed the blade and complained to staff. The employee then asked Gurpatap to leave, saying the kirpan was still a blade and that other members felt unsafe. Gurpatap argued that the kirpan was a protected religious symbol and said he was legally allowed to carry it. He accused the gym of religious and racial discrimination and recorded his argument with the employee. The employee said the gym was private property and had a duty to protect its members. She threatened to call police, but Gurpatap eventually left before officers arrived. After the video spread online, supporters are complained to Good Life and posted negative reviews. Online claims later said the employee had been fired, although the company's exact response remains unclear. Some believe the employee was punished for following safety rules. Others argue the gym should have understood Sikh religious practices and offered a reasonable solution instead of removing Gurpatap. What do you think?
All right, because of time, and I got like 20 other clips I want to take your calls. I'm not going to play it all, but if you want to go to X and type in Seek Knives Canada Gym, there's all the videos of him working out before and then after bitching, and he literally like, runs with all these daggers and knives on him, and then like with his shirt off, like he's in the Road Warrior or something. And people are like, what the hell, dude? So, hey, fine. Oh, but sorry, you can't carry a gun in there. Or if you're white, guarantee you, somebody ought to go in there and say, oh, I'm it's my Irish religion, or, you know, because to carry a knife. Oh, get your ass out of here. I mean, it's clown world, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute clown world with this guy. And remember, if you complain about it in England, well, you get stabbed five times. The police say, hey, go ahead and bleed to death. It's all right. So racially profiled. Yes, he's been racially profiled. No, dude, you're a clown. Listen to this woman. I'm a woman from Islamic State. I moved here 2 years ago. My life was infinitely better there. Well, then leave, lady. And I see these videos constantly. Please leave. Please go. Go ahead and roll the clip of her.
I'm a woman in Islamic State. I've lived in Egypt my entire life. I just moved here 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Genuinely,
well, Egypt has
my life there, infinitely better than my life here.
Then leave.
Infinitely better.
Then leave.
I've lived in Egypt my entire life. My life there, infinitely better than my life here.
Then go back there.
It's way more fun.
Go back there.
I feel way safer.
Get on a plane.
Way safer.
Buckle the
I've never had to walk out at night and think, oh, I should have pepper spray on me.
And go to Egypt.
Never, ever.
So go back to walking at night in Egypt.
There's no place where you would go in, like, Cairo, Alexandria, whatever, where you'd feel actually unsafe.
Why am I sensing Lara Logan would disagree with you?
If in an Islamic state, let's say Afghanistan, let's say Iran, a woman decides to wake up and dress like that girl right there, with the glasses and the shorts, is she gonna be completely fine?
No.
Am I from Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan?
There are Islamic states.
Okay, there.
Okay, so is she gonna be okay?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know.
I don't know. I'm not from there.
You know.
I'm genuinely not from there.
I don't think she'd be okay. I don't think she'd be okay.
Back to Egypt, indeed. Get the fuck out.
What happened to Laura Logan in Egypt? 100 men raped her vaginally and anally. I think it was blood everywhere. Oh, by the way, there's your new mayor in Frisco right there, an Indian Muslim. It's happening everywhere. Now, when we come back, this is not joke videos. They have auctions of sheep specially prepared for sexual pleasure sold across the Middle East and Central Asia. So I thought, this is not a joke. These are specially bred as who needs a fleshlight? We don't know what that is. It's an artificial vagina. When you've got this, ladies and gentlemen, being auctioned off, this is disgusting. But it does look better than their women. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Some of their women are actually beautiful. That's why they cover them up. They're afraid they might be seen. That is, that their actual real woman is that sheep. We'll be right back.
Fight for our sovereignty, to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all, at this point, middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot.
Said that but the other day when I had you guys coming on. I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat. You're your own enemy. He does that to guests. He was like, Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years with him, but wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you're your own worst enemy. You think the global's going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs, that's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff, it brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when Zeal, the masterpiece, is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like this.
Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff, but doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah, yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
My fellow Americans, I'm back. The Nixon 28 collection is now available, and I must say, it looks tremendous. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and pick yours up today. You'll be glad you did.
Ultimate Power Drink Mix. The fantasy is real, and it's delicious. Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen. Right here on the Alex Jones Show.
So the Muslims breed a certain type of sheep for their pleasure. It's in the Quran. It's okay for them to do that. And in areas in Europe where they brought a bunch of Muslims, they're having to put on armored chastity belts around the sheep, literally so they don't get raped by the Muslims. So, you know, marrying 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds, getting them pregnant when they're 8 years old, that's terrible. And we can joke about this, but it's not funny. Seriously, chain armor to protect the sheep from being raped by Pakistanis. Maybe the West needs to rethink its promotion of multiculturalism, at least for the sheep's sake. Here is a report on the armored chastity belts, body-wide defense armor, spiked armor, like the Triceratops dinosaur, to protect themselves from the Pakistanis. Here it is.
You're either going to laugh or you're going to be disgusted by this. A farmer from Essex decided to put chain armor with nails on his sheep. Not because there's wolves there or coyotes that are attacking the sheep, because they have suffered repeated rapes. You heard that right, okay? They suffered repeated rapes from Pakistani neighbors. This is the level of multiculturalism we have reached. We now have to protect our animals from getting sexually assaulted by migrants. This is my new e-shop idea. Do it, okay? Trust me, you're going to make money. $99.99 for chain armor for your sheep. Protect them from rapes. And the next time you're going to go over there on a kebab place and eat lamb, make sure it was not sexually assaulted, because I wouldn't want to put any kind of meat in my mouth. What is it? This is a joke. This is a joke.
He's going to defile her in the tower.
I'm sorry we don't have enough time for romance, my dear.
Consider this foreplay. A chastity belt?
Ooh, that's going to chafe my willy.
I'll be back. What? Oh, hope she's still wearing her iron underwear.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, I shall never submit.
So the sheep are not doing too well over there. But we joke, they sell little girls off into sex slavery. We're supposed to accept it. I posted this at Real Alex Jones last night. It got a lot of comments. And here's where I originally got the post. So I posted this post. And it's the Muslims all complaining and agreeing with the Olympic Committee and the EU Committee on Sports, saying women can't show anything provocative in their sports. Why is beach volleyball player forced to reveal her buttocks? She's not. She can wear a burqa. The Muslims do. Sports in the West need a complete reset. Yeah, no thanks. So this is the complete reset they want to stop. It's absolutely terrible, the female form to them. But, I mean, you can show the very same events where the women literally dress in full-length burqas. They do the swim competitions the same way. All of it. And I pointed that out in my post. The Muslims said, no, that's not true. Guys, anybody that watches the Olympics knows that. And knows that you're lying. But here's another video. Raging Muslims get super angry, started mumbling like a lunatic, then violently raised his fist to smash the Christian preacher for simply sharing God's word in Texas. Islamists are a cancer, the poster said. They are violent, intolerant savages who bring nothing but hate and backward barbarism. The left loves them, deport them all, says I mean, therefore I am. Listen to this guy.
Please go in worship. Please go in worship. Please go and worship. We don't need for any physical things to happen. Please go worship. Enjoy your worship today.
Worship Jesus.
Now, unfortunately, you're worshiping the God that's not real.
Get a chance once it happens.
Jesus can save you, man. Jesus can save you.
Worshiping the God that's false.
Jesus can save you, sir. You even get that demon out of you.
You're worshiping a God that Muhammad made.
Jesus is the only way to heaven. He's the way to truth life. He can save you. He is God. Jesus is God.
Let's go.
Through Christ alone. You need Christ.
Christ can set you free, sir.
Sir, cry out to God.
Turn to Christ while God.
So Sneeko said days ago, I just saw the video last night, that he's ready to debate. Well, we've been calling him. But I'm going to replace Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad as my joke with... I need Wars the Info or any of those AI guys. I want to be Godzilla, but my head on Godzilla, and I want to battle him on the Dallas skyline. And I want there to be giant sheep he's trying to attack, and then I'm defending the sheep from him. Oh, let's look at this, something less depressing. Oh, my gosh, it's so terrible. Beautiful, healthy young women in their running shorts. This is terrible. Of course, they can wear burqas if they want. Yeah, there you go. That's just pure torture. I apologize, everybody. Sorry they're not 8-year-olds in your sex dungeon, Muslims. I know that upsets you. They're not sheep. So there you go. Shifting gears, I want to get to your phone calls. Terrifying. A Shia Muslim mosque in Dearborn, with thousands of people there, declares its support for the Islamic regime in Iran, calling the U.S. a nation of devil worshippers. And yeah, just as I'm against the war doesn't mean I'm for what these people are doing. America was built by devil worshippers. Statue of Liberty represents Lucifer. Well, the French sent it over here. Ayatollah Khomeini was the greatest leader of our time. We want our children to grow up with this jihad culture. So let's play him and then dovetail it with a breaking town hall in Plano, Texas, presenter. Their explanation with the city council, a defense of Sharia. Sharia is not coming to the U.S., and the reason it's not coming to the U.S. is because it's already here. Let's play those back to back.
We're gathered here today to commemorate the martyrdom of the great leader of our time, Sayyid Ali al-Husayn al-Khamenei, rahmatullahi alayh.
We might think this was an attack led by Zionist Jews, but the commander of their mission is the very one who was trying to prove that Adam was not worth prostrating to. Iblis is the one behind the scenes leading their camp. in the shadows lurking, irking, in their symbology, their ideologies, their psychology, their economy, claiming they follow the laws of Moses and Deuteronomy. The police is the hidden commander of today's society. Regardless of the stew we put at the desk of the Oval Office, Republican or Democrat, or even if 1,000 elections come to pass, it is clear that this country was built for and built by the Epstein class.
Hit pause. And he goes on from there. We'll add the whole thing in post. We don't listen to X. There's like 5 minutes left. And it's true there's a satanic element here. It's everywhere. And it's true it's the Epstein class. So it lets the Muslims out like they're good guys. When they have the greatest sex slavery in history, the most pedophilia, all of it, they can now point their finger at us because we sit there and allow this to go on and look legitimate like they're the counter to it. No, two wrongs don't make a right. Let's now go to Plano. Here, we'll hear about Sharia law.
To take care of the neighbors. It's part of the Sharia. To take care of your parents, to take care of the children. It's part of the Sharia to have strong families. It is part of the Sharia to fight immoralities. It is part of the Sharia to fight for equality. Sharia is a beautiful guidance Allah has given. Just because some people misuse it, we blame those people, but not the concept of Sharia. Okay? But now here is the question. Some people may fear Sharia is coming to use. That is the fear. And I say to them, do not fear. Sharia is not coming to the U.S. And the reason it is not coming to the U.S. is because it is already here. Okay? When we are feeding you with nice, delicious lunch, it is part of the Islamic faith to be good to our neighbors. Right now, as you eat your lunch, you are part of the practice of Sharia by Muslims. When I go out and give charity to the poor person, I am practicing Sharia. So what are some of the commonalities between the U.S. Constitution and Sharia guidance? If the U.S. Constitution says that every human is equal, all the races are equal, that is part of the Sharia. Sharia says that, Constitution says that. You know, there is a beautiful saying of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. You know, during that time, before Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Arab people, they used to think, you know, we are superior, we are proud. There was used to be some kind of a caste system. Colored people.
Public schools are teaching and handing out Qurans, city councils, they're just everywhere.
Guidance, following the Sharia guidance, Muhammad, peace
be upon him. I had one on a nightgown a few months ago, told my wife she shouldn't be out at night when she was walking to the grocery store just because she was wearing yoga pants. Get really pissed. You could be raped. What she meant was, I can rape you. You know, I got hours more of this. Denmark isn't looking too Danish these days. Just B-roll it. Here's modern Sweden. Heartbreaking. We'll just B-roll this. Here they are and taking over the London beaches, British beaches, exercising their power. This isn't Turkey or Pakistan. It's Dallas, Texas. Let's just B-roll all of this while we take calls on the UFOs and disclosure and what you make of the last hour's guest. Let's take these calls in the order they're received. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Chicago. Jason, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I'm a fan of the show. You are the man. And I just think you having DJ on for this past afternoon was a phenomenal show. And I think DJ really does a great job at proving the public to be so foolish. We have disclosure right in front of our face within David Grush and Dylan Borland. It's just nobody knows where to look or where to listen to and hear some of these telltale stories and careers of, I mean, David Grush being within the movement for his entire career, and Dylan Borland having explicit, confidential experience in the movement within more so Navy-based underwater radar. And we are really, the society in itself, are really completely oblivious to this.
Well, that's what we know is you think there's UFOs in the sky, it's really underwater. That's where the real action's at.
And that's been the case for the last 70 years. I mean, a majority of these crash retrieval operations are done underwater. And when you realize the vast majority of our world is water, not Earth, it only makes more sense to think about that in that sense.
Well, overall, did you think what the last hour was informative with Daniel Liss?
I think it's very I do think it's very informative, but there are so many things that DJ, who I think is the best person to talk about these concepts, he cannot say because it's classified, and that is I think the scariest part about.
Well, you heard you,
disclosure.
Go ahead.
Oh, so I mean, the entire idea about DJ's career is that he is so in depth in everything he understands.
No, you're right. In fact, that big White House source is a confirmed source. He couldn't say it until after the guy was dead. I appreciate your call. Interesting points. Dave in Alaska. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. Great to talk to you. I've been listening to you for decades upon decades, it seems.
Well, good to talk to you.
Coming back in on, you were hitting some of that Islam stuff. I wouldn't mind going back to
sure,
that.
Sure, go ahead. Whatever you want to cover.
Going back into Disclosure Day, just like it has been in time immemorial, and you have pointed it out, Hollywood tends to forecast. And whether it's disclosure of actual UFOs or it's disclosure of trying to deceive people into that what they are, I don't know. I don't think we have the answer for that. Because the history is rife, as you've pointed out, with the Sumerian tablets which are coming online now on YouTube because AI is able to read them instead of just four or five experts around the world. So there's a lot of that. I encourage people to go read some of that stuff that's popping up and being put out there. And it talks about alien entities and whatnot. So that's just going back into the history.
Well, what about Michael Crassios, the head Trump scientist, science czar, saying we control time and space and all that? We need to hear more from him about that.
I think we do need to hear more. I think some of those Sumerian tablets actually allude to this kind of technology. And even some of the Ayurvedic or the ancient Indian texts allude to it as well. Now, how much he'll be allowed to say and how much he can just allude to, that remains to be seen. So we just sat here and we wait on tenterhooks like we did with the Epstein files. Are they going to do anything? Are they not going to do anything? And I think we tend to forget that there is a tremendous amount of infighting in the depths of the federal government. They don't act in unison. It's not a monolithic entity that does everything in lockstep. There are so many different factions and cults within the depths of the intelligence agencies and the space agencies that I think that's tough to navigate.
Absolutely. Look, this is the big enchilada. They don't want us knowing the truth about this. That's why there's so much disinformation around it. But undoubtedly, the amount of stuff going on, not just human, is increasing. Because I've sat there with binoculars looking up at space at night in the desert. And, I mean, I've been doing it since I was a little kid. And I know we got a lot more stuff up there now, but satellites go on one track. There is stuff flying around all over the place up there.
There are. And, you know, I've only, like you, seen one thing that I thought was that I couldn't explain. And I don't want to go into my history, but let's say there was a lot of sky watching and a lot of talking on the radio with my career, but I've since retired. So, and even within that group of people, I talked to a lot of pilots, and they saw a lot of things that they didn't even want to report because they worried about losing their ticket.
Yeah, it'll sound like you're crazy or you get in trouble when you report it. All I know is, biggest stone meteorite I ever saw. I learned growing up, they come in and they explode because the gas and the rock. This thing was like 100 times. I was like, what the hell? And all of a sudden, little orbs flying around. And I'm like, my phone's in the house. And all of a sudden, flew off. And I mean, you know, it was far away, so they were good-sized orbs, 5-6 of them. And then they all went around and flew off. I appreciate your call, brother. Good to hear from you. I want to hurry through these calls. I appreciate you calling. Sean in Denver, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, can you hear me okay, Alex?
It's a little like you're in a bathroom or something, but go ahead.
Sorry, I've got to hide right now. I'm at work, but it's important, man, because this great deception is taking place or about to take place. And I just warned you of what could come biblically, and people need to be wargaming it, and they're not. Nobody's really talking about it because there could be different variables that can happen, particularly with a pre-trib rapture, which where when millions of people go missing, they're going to blame that on an alien abduction. And just so you know, I mean, I've been listening to you for years, Alex. There's a reason why people like Steve Quayle have not been on the show in like years. And then you keep, you know, bringing on these deceivers like Dark Journalist, Stephen Greer, who's a deceiver, Billy Carson. These guys are all pushing the big lie that these ETs are here and they're peaceful and they're here for our best interest. No, they're actually the fallen angels, the offspring of the fallen angels. They're here to deceive, enslave, and destroy us. And when they reveal themselves, it's going to change the whole world. And there's no excuse why you can't start talking about these deep underground military bases and the stuff that Phil Schneider went through. He's the major OG whistleblower, man. And if, like, we can't give him credit, then, you know, then we're covering stuff up. And so that's exactly how we're going to lead, like, segue into Revelation. Everybody's sleepwalking into it. Nobody's going to stop it. You're not going to stop what's coming. You're not going to have a second American Revolution or anything, no.
All right, well, hold on a minute, because I can talk to you for an hour, but the show's almost over. I'll come back to you in a moment. I want to jam in a few more, though. Years go by like seconds. I think Quayle's on about a year ago. I was thinking just last week we need to get Steve Quayle on the show. He's hard to get on, though, sometimes. But, yeah, he's pretty much retired. But, yeah, let's get Steve Quayle on. I've sold his books, promoted all things he's saying. I've said a lot of this is demonic. As for Phil Schneider, I interviewed him several times. He's been dead, as you know, for about 20-something years. So I have covered all that. So I think you're being a false accuser because it makes you feel better and closer to God. Like I feel like you're being a Pharisee calling in and accusing somebody that loves God and loves Christ for just having a larger discussion and debate about this. But you know, I forgive you, and I hope you'll get the beam out of your eyes instead of the speck out of mine. But you made false accusations. There's a reason Steve Quayle hadn't been on the show. I want Steve Quayle on tomorrow. Well, we got General Flynn and Mark Mitchell and a bunch of others. Get him on Thursday or Friday or Wednesday. And now, go ahead. Tell me I'm the devil and you're the good guy. Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, you know, you have every excuse not to go out there and bullhorn the White House.
I'm lazy. You're right. I've heard enough from you. Oh, yeah, I'm not bullhorning enough. I'm not working enough. I haven't been sued by the deep state. Yeah, you're right. I'm the bad guy. You're the good guy. It must feel good, man. You know what? You're right. I'm the bad guy. I'll try to do better for you. There you go. Thanks, Sean. What a sick call. Chad in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I recommend he maybe take a little masterpiece. Sounds like he needs some good dreams.
I shouldn't have even been so mean to the guy, but he didn't say, hey, you ought to cover this. He just said, oh, and even when I called him out, he's like, oh, no, you're bad. Well, why aren't you bullhorning the White House? What the hell are you talking about? Have you ever bullhorned the White House? I have many times, pal. It's just sick. Were you there on January 6th trying to keep people going in the building? Did you sneak into Bohemian Grove? I mean, did you first expose Building 7? I'm not trying to talk. I love these guys like call in and say, it's like telling, you know, Tom Brady, hey, you ought to learn how to throw a football. It's weird. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, you did have a bullhorn, and you were bullhorning in the right direction in January 6th. So, yeah, you've been close enough.
Well, it's not even about me. It's about these guys that call in to say, I've done nothing. It's bizarre.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't want to go off on that too much, but I agree. And I think you guys with you and Daniel, our dark journalists, have been way ahead of it. It's great. That's what everybody needs. In my opinion, you're one of the only outlets that touch the things.
Well, I mean, listen, you heard Leonard. Listen, I'm not trying to talk about me. I was the first to expose the interdimensionals are demonic. He says I'm covering up the demonic. All I do is expose Satanism.
And, you know, I think I always look back at this. I look at the 50s, the 40s, late 40s, early 50s, and I think, how much do we hear about national security? National security, national security, 47. The National Security Act of 47 and the Invention Secrecy Act of 1951.
And then the UFOs all show up right after that.
Yeah, and those two have us held hostage, and they will remain hostage because They have all the intelligence. They have all the technologies. We don't have any right to any technology that is disruptive to all of
Bingo.
These. Yeah, and if
that's what it's really all about, really, is a breakaway civilization.
Exactly, and we're in MKUltra with all of this disclosure nonsense. I think that's a big nothing burger. I agree with you. I think it's a beta test. They're just testing to see, are we going to react? How do we react? And it's part of MKUltra. MKUltra has not gone away.
I agree, it's gotten worse. Listen, I'm out of time. Thank you, Chad. Sorry to Cody. You want to give us your name and number? I'll call you back tomorrow. I'm taking calls again tomorrow. I'm not even mad at the last caller. I shouldn't have got mad at him. It just gets irritating because I exhaust myself fighting as hard as I can. My son has been on the air off and on for 13 years fighting the global since he was 10 years old. He's coming in. I'm giving you fighters in the war. My parents have committed everything. They've been sued by the deep state just to get at me. I mean, I've tried to try to kill me, and I'll just do more for that caller. I'm sorry. I'm not good enough. I'll do whatever to prove myself to you, the superior, the Pharisee. But I'll be serious here. I need funds. I need money to hire more crew, more reporters, have money to go to D.C. I don't even have the money for that. I'm completely maxed out. I need your support. We survived all these deep state attacks barely, and I need funds to rebuild. So if you want us to do more, we've proven nobody fights harder. There's not a bigger bang for the buck than anywhere. Commit to go to thealexshowstore.com and get a T-shirt. Get some of the methylene blue. Get the bovine colostrum. Get one bottle today at ends of the Irish CMOS capsules that are incredible. Get one free. I can't do it without you. Get the collectible limited edition coin, America 250. Get the new tank tops. Get the new dress shirt. It's all there. Please, I need your support. I'm doing as much as I can. I can do a lot more with the funds. So those of you on the fence, please go to thealexshowstore.com. Become a VIP, $30 a month, canceling time, get $40 to spend. Special deal, special offers. It's a great deal. Become a VIP. Stand with us. Rex Jones coming in to relieve me straight ahead. Sorry I didn't have more sons to do this, but I had the one for you. Hope it's good enough. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if. It's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.